You ready for the question? The question is, shall the House recede from its amendments, thus adopting Senate Bill 158? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
35 yeas, 2 nays.
So with a vote of 35 yeas and 2 nays, the House has receded from its amendments, thus adopting Senate Bill 158. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move an ask unanimous consent that members go back to the limbo file that we may now consider House Bill 97's finance. I'm sorry. This is the notary bill. And I think Representative... with that, Mr. Speaker, I move that the House concur with the Senate amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 97 Finance, thus adopting the Senate committee substitute for House Bill 97 Finance, and recommend that the members vote yes.
Okay, you ready for the question? The question is, shall the House concur in the Senate changes, thus adopting Senate committee substitute for House Bill 97 Finance? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
38 yeas, 0 nays.
So with a vote of 38 yeas and 0 nays, the House has concurred in the Senate changes, thus adopting Senate committee substitute for House Bill 97 Finance. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 97 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call vote on the bill will be the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the members go in limbo file that we may consider House Bill 33, Finance. This deals with economic effect. Let's see. I think I better have the member from District 30 speak to this one. But with that one, Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House concur with the Senate amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 33 Finance, thus adopting Senate committee substitute for House Bill 33 Finance. And I recommend that the members vote yes.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall the House concur in the Senate changes, thus adopting Senate committee substitute for House Bill 33 Finance? Members, please vote. Representative Seaton. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
38 yeas, 0 nays.
So the vote of 38 yeas and 0 nays, the House has concurred in the Senate changes, thus adopting Senate committee substitute for House Bill 33 Finance. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate committee substitute for House Bill 33 Finance be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Objection. The roll call vote on the bill will be the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
One more, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent.
I'm getting tired.
That the members go in that we may consider House Bill 161. This is relating to reemployment. And the member from District 1 can speak to it, and I'll make the motion.
Make the motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House concur with the Senate amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 161, State Affairs, amended, thus adopting the Senate committee substitute for House Bill 161, Finance, and recommend that the members vote yes.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall the House concur in the Senate changes, thus adopting the Senate committee substitute for House Bill 161, Finance, amended in the Senate? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Now, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Representative Gardner. Gardner from yea to nay. Representative Jewell from yea to nay. Any other members wish to change their votes? Clerk, Please lock the roll, Madam Clerk.
24 yeas, 14 nays.
So the vote of 24 yeas and 14 nays, the House has concurred in the Senate changes, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute or Committee Substitute for House Bill 161, Finance. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the effective date clause.
Question is the effective date clause. Members, please vote. Representative Curtula. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
37 yeas, 0 nays.
And so, with a vote of 37 yeas and 0 nays, the House has passed the effective date clause. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent. Members take up probably one of the heavier ones. Going to limbo file, we may take up House Bill 94, Finance Amended.
Brief it is. Thank you. Order, Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I withdraw that motion.
Okay.
Put that back in the limbo file, please.
All right, brief it is. Without objection, I'm sending Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 147, Finance, back to the Senate for not following the uniform rules, and ask them to recede from the amendments that made them change the title without a title resolution. Representative Roper. Mr. Majority Leader.
Let's go to something really easy. Mr. Speaker, I move that the members go into the limbo file that they may consider House Bill 279. And the member from District 16 said, just make the motion. This is dealing with encroachments to be grandfathered in rights away. Mr. Speaker, I move that the House concur with the Senate amendments to Committee Substitute for House Bill 279 Finance, thus adopting the Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 279 Finance, and recommend that the members vote yes.
Brief at ease.
Speaker, yep. I move that we move up the calendar so that we can read this across and I can make the motion.
I'll move up. Okay. I'll move back up the calendar without objection to messages from the other body. Madam Clerk.
A message dated May 10th stating the Senate has passed Committee Substitute for House Bill 279 Finance with the following amendment, Senate CS for CS for House Bill 279 Finance. It's returned for consideration.
That will move back down the calendar. Mr. Majority Leader.
Now, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House take up the House Bill 279 Finance, our limbo file.
Without objection, we're in limbo file, Mr. Majority Leader.
And Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House concur with the Senate amendments to Committee Substitute for House Bill 279 Finance, thus adopting the Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 279 Finance, and recommend that the members vote yes.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall the House concur in the Senate changes, thus adopting the Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 279? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
36 yeas, 0 nays.
So with a vote of 36 yeas and 0 nays, the House has concurred in the Senate changes, thus adopting the Senate Committee Substitute or Committee Substitute for House Bill 279. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the members go into limbo file under unfinished business that we might consider the Conference Committee Report. The Conference Committee Report on CCS, that is Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 125, and the members from District 23 or 28 may speak to it.
President Gore.
I'd urge members' concurrence.
With that, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, a point of information.
Point of information.
We may not get the message from the pages, so I have a note here that the other body has just adjourned.
Mr. Speaker, move to adjourn.
Good for them.
Mr. Speaker, I want to get this motion across.
Yeah.
It's just accepting the report.
Yeah, it does.
This one does. The others.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the Conference Committee report for Senate Bill 125 be adopted.
Ready for the question? The question is: shall the Conference Committee substitute, I guess, or? For Senate Bill 120, it looks like an S, not an R, but anyway, for Senate Bill 125 be adopted. Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock, Representative Wyrock, sorry. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
37 yeas, one nay.
So the vote of 37 yeas and one nay. The House has adopted the conference committee report. Mr. Joyley.
Please, Mr. Speaker.
Please. Let's go back to order. Okay, without objection, we're going to roll down the calendar to citations. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I need to do the title change on the last committee report, our conference committee report we did, which would be title change resolution number HCR 21. I'm sorry.
Huh?
The chief clerk is trying to keep me in line. Mr. Speaker, I would move and ask for unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 125 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Okay. Yeah,
and without
objection, the roll call vote on the conference.
I don't need the resolution.
Huh?
Okay. I'm getting instructions. I don't need the resolution.
Just go to citations.
Right. Mr. Speaker.
House, come back to order.
We go down to citations.
Without objection, we're under citations. Madam Clerk, do you have any citations?
There's citations on today's calendar, and there's a special order citation calendar.
Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations on today's calendar are approved.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the notice and publication requirements be waived and citations on the first special order citations calendar be made a special order of business at this time and be taken up at this time, that is.
Without objection, we have the special order citations in front of us. Mr. Majority Leader.
I move the citations.
Without objection, the first special order citation calendar is approved.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Ready to adjourn?
Ready.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand adjournment until 10 a.m. May 11th.
Without objection, we are in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Pretty close. 88.
I withdraw that motion, Mr. Speaker. First of all, I didn't make the motion properly.
All right, back under the limbo file, right, Mr. Majority?
Somewhere, Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that members go into the limbo file that we may consider House Bill 88. My sincerest apology for rushing a gun. Mr. Speaker, the member from District 32 may wish to speak to it, but I'll make the motion. I move that the House, or actually 31, I move that the House concur with the Senate amendments to Committee Substitute for House Bill 88 rules, thus adopting the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 88 Judiciary, and recommend that the members vote yes.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall the House? Representative Gruenberg.
Just need to put something very briefly on the record. One of the things they did was on page 2, it was the dealing with a phrase that's on page 2 of the bill. In line 6, which is the aggravating offense. It's an aggravator. If it occurs in the administrative offices of a school district, quote, if students are educated at that office, I'd like to put something very briefly on the record with the chair of the Judiciary Committee, that the main administration building in Anchorage does, in fact, meet that requirement. Government classes are there. Students meet with the superintendent. Students perform. Students come to the administration building to enroll. Disciplinary hearings, etc. So it does meet the requirements. I'd like the concurrence on the record from the Chair of Judiciary.
Thank you.
Representative Wire.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I concur on the record that the administrative building meets all the requirements, and we intend for it to be encompassed under 88, House Bill 88.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall the House concur in the Senate changes thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 88? Members, please vote. Representative Ledoux. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
39 yeas, 0 nays.
So with a vote of 39 yeas and 0 nays, the House has concurred in the Senate changes, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 88. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 88 Judiciary be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Now, objection, roll call vote on the bill. Move the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Please.
94.
Brief at ease, Mr. Speaker.
Brief at ease. Mr. Charlie.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House take up House Joint Resolution Number 10 as a special order of business at this time.
Objection. We have Resolution Number 10, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I think the Representative Co-Chair from the Kenai area may want to speak to this.
Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Before you have House Resolution 10, I do have an amendment. I don't know if we need to move the amendment now or after I speak.
Do you have an amendment?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
That would be Amendment Number 1.
Oh, there is an objection. Representative Chenault, you want to speak to your amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Amendment number one, after discussions with other members in the body, not only were we looking at what a task force should be tasked with and without wanting to tie their hands in the resolved portion of the resolution, we've added the foundation formula. We've also added that after members of the that three members may be appointed from the other body, and that also that the appointments for the task force would be approved by July 15th to give this group of legislators the ability to have time and the energy to study this issue and try to bring back a report to the full body by January 20th of 2006. So that's what the amendment is, Mr. Speaker.
You ready for the question? The question is, Good. The objection, House Amendment Number 1 has passed the House. You ready for the question?
Question.
Question is, shall House Resolution Number 10 pass the House? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
39 yeas, 0 nays.
So the vote of 39 yeas and 0 nays. House Resolution 10 amended in the House has passed the House. Brief at ease. Back to order. Mr. Majority Leader. Let's see, where was I? Let's do 104.
Mr. Speaker, when I last saw you, I was carrying a piece of paper that got buried. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House members go in that we may consider House Bill 98 rules.
98, okay. Without objection, we have 98.
Mr. Speaker.
File. Mr. Majority Leader.
I move that the House concur with the Senate amendments to Committee Substitute for House Bill 98 rules, thus adopting the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 98, Finance Amended Senate, and recommend that the members vote yes.
You ready for the question? The question is, Representative Roper.
What, can I raise to speak to the bill?
No.
There's a technical issue.
Representative Roper.
The bill you have before you has not been fully engrossed or adjusted, and the fact sheet you have is not correct either. Just to make sure everybody knows what they're voting on, the first section of the bill is removed by the amendment that's shown in front of it. There's no legislative pay raise in this bill. The second point is the only other real change from the bill we passed is the section 12 in the other body's version regarding bonuses. And with that, I'd ask that we concur in it, just so understanding what's going on.
You ready for the question? The question is, shall the House concur in the Senate changes, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 98, Finance, Amendment in the Senate? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
22 yeas, 17 nays.
So the vote of 22 yeas and 17 nays, the House has concurred in the Senate changes, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 98 Finance. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the effective date.
Ready for the question? The question is effective date clause. Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
32 yeas, 7 nays.
So with a vote of 32 yeas and 7 nays, the House has the effective date clause has passed. Yes. Representative Cott.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to bring up reconsideration of Senate Bill 87 this time.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand adjournment for the 24th Alaska Legislature first session until 3 o'clock, the 11th, May 11th.
No objection. We're in adjournment until 3 o'clock tomorrow.